Now that Fireboy DML has dropped his third album, and we've all had time to digest it, we need to talk about his ability to make good projects. When it comes to musical artistry, some artists are great at features, others are good at singles, others perform better when they do shorter projects like EPs, and some are exceptional at creating full-length albums. Fireboy DML burst on the scene in 2018, and on the back of four singles, he dropped Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps in 2019. The reviews on this album were stellar. It was highly rated on Pulse, Not Just OK, Album Talks. User score on Album of the Year was a 74, which is pretty good. Novastar called it the best album, the best debut album. And the Lagos Review's only real criticism was that the title of the album was, you know, not that great, which I kind of get. The album gave birth to Vibration, which was really the song that fired up the listeners. Jealous wasn't too far away, then others such as Like I Do and King. The song Scatter from this album was included in the FIFA 2021 game soundtrack as well, which is a huge nod for any musician. Second time of asking. Fireboy DML's sophomore album was released in August 2020 under the title Apollo. Apollo unfortunately didn't birth as many hits as his first album did, with only Tattoo and perhaps Champion being the standouts. In that regard, neither did it come close to doing similar numbers, such as Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps, but in a project sense, Fireboy DML knocked it out of the park again. The issue with Apollo wasn't the music, it's the fact that it exists in the shadow of such a good debut album, and on its own failed to deliver a similar experience sonically, and a mammoth hit that would convince the fickle listeners to take it seriously. Fireboy DML's most recent album, Playboy, has done reasonably well on all fronts. The streaming numbers are good, the music is mostly good, the features are good, the reviews are good. Where many listeners and some of the reviewers pointed out criticism of the album is the couple of songs where he moved from what we expected and slotted in some experimental tunes which I suspected were really personal to him, just music he really wanted to put out. These songs don't make Playboy a bad album, but they unfortunately do not elevate it to the level it could have been. Playboy is rated a 7.4 on Pitchfork, a 7 on AllMusic, full marks on New Musical Express, a 7 on Rolling Stone. I rated it an 8, I think, on the African Album Review podcast. The Scoove rated it a 7.6, and on average so far, it's around the 7 to 8 range. What we can deduce from this is maybe Fireboy DML isn't necessarily the king of making albums on the Afrobeat scene yet, but he hasn't had a bad album in the last 3 years. Actually, let me rephrase that. He hasn't had a bad album his entire career, which means he is and should be in the conversation. Fireboy DML's ability to make gripping music is not in question at all. He got that unlock, and his skillful takes on what a musical journey could be for the listener means that all three of his albums are in the upper tier. Thing about albums is, it's not just about numbers, because some artists will always have streams and sales, but can they make a good album though? Fireboy DML has proven it three times over that he can make a good album, so we know he can. What seems to be missing from Fireboy DML's album collection is a universally, critically acclaimed album of high nines and tens across the board. And with that said, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps has aged really well and could be that album for him, but only with time, and it's starting to show. It continues being talked about as one of the best debut albums by a Nigerian act ever. On the other hand, Playboy is the album that offers the hit-making signature and puts the numbers debate to rest, just with the existence of Peru alone. This trilogy of albums will grow in appreciation, and with that, could Fireboy DML become the king of making Afrobeats albums, or is he that already? Let me know in the comments below.